Blog Talk Radio.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul. Enriching lives with many possibilities, we embrace and uplift our community with love, laughter, and inspiration. Today, I encourage you to keep learning, keep smiling, but most of all, keep striving to make your dreams come true. It's time to believe in yourself and walk into your new journey. Buckle your seatbelt for another exciting segment on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's time to get up, Brown Sugar Radio Lord listeners. We've got work to do.
Work to do indeed. Welcome back to another exciting segment on the hottest show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your show host, Brown Sugar, and I'm so excited today. I have a lot of wonderful things I want to get off my chest and let it loose, Brown Sugar style. Thank you so much for joining me today. Those of you who follow me on Facebook, I want to say thank you so much for your continued support, as well as on Twitter. Brown Sugar, S-U-G-A Radio is where it's at. Today I have so many wonderful things that I am expressing, but the first that I need to get off my chest is about President Barack Obama laying it down, doing his thing. I'm so excited that he spoke to the Red Tails at the White House. Michelle looked beautiful as always, and it was just awesome to hear his speech and to address many of the issues that are taking place here in America. I got to give it up for Barack Obama. I know he has a tremendous amount of support and love coming for us, and I got a list here that actually was posted on Facebook, and I wanted to shout it out to my listeners because I reposted it, and I said, wow, whoever put this together did an awesome job naming 16 reasons why we must reelect Barack Obama. Number one, the most important, he got Osama bin Laden. If that ain't enough, I don't know what is, okay? Got the number one terror threat in the nation, all right? Because, or I should say, not in our nation, but he was a terror threat for our nation. And he got Osama and just shut him down, and I'm like relieved. I know that Al Qaeda is probably trying to come up with another leader to take his place and to try to do some things, but that is one huge historic moment that Obama laid down. Just bam, shut it down. Number two, the unemployment rate had went down to 8.5%. Three, he created 1.6 million jobs with no help from the GOP. Number four, 22 months of job and economic growth with no help. Five, ended the war in Iraq. Six, the DADT repeal. Seven, no one tax hike in 3 years. Now, that's one thing, I'm sorry, but past presidents have always made it a point to hike up these taxes. And I'm like, okay, come on, we can't even keep up here. Yes, I understand inflation, and we got to, you know, continually raise prices to keep up with the economy, blah, 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 blah. But the jobs are not paying enough for us to even keep up with inflation no more. So come on, y'all. Can I get some help in this area? Eight, he brought out racism in the GOP. Nine, he still carries 80% of black votes. 10, he has the same wife, get this, y'all, buckle your seatbelts, for 19 years with no extramarital affairs. We don't hear about him all in the news, cheating and being disrespectful and all that kind of stuff. This is a man of integrity. 11, he saved the auto industry 1.5 million jobs. 12, he assisted in ousting Gaddafi. 13, the only active president to receive this right here deserves a standing ovation. The only active president to receive Nobel Peace Prize while in office. 14, mortgage modification to prevent homeowners from losing their homes. 15, still fighting for middle-class families. I thought it was funny because I had a Facebook buddy, I should say. You know who you are. We were going back and forth battling over Obama, and he had his views on his particular person that he's voting for. I'm not going to shout him out because I'm not going to publicize nobody or promote nobody but Obama. So, anywho, he has his views. I have mine. But I think it's ridiculous. People are so concerned thinking, oh, Obama's taking all this money and living this rich lifestyle, blah, blah, blah. But guess what? He is still fighting for middle class, and that's his money. What he gets paid, what his salary is, and what he does with his money is his business at the end of the day. Now, a lot of argue, well, how come he has to have all this flashy stuff? Michelle has this flamboyant lifestyle, this, that, and the other. Give me a break. Had our first lady walked around broke, busted, and disgusted, looking a hot mess, then we'd be dogging her for that. Be proud that you have a first lady that wants to take pride in her appearance and look her absolute best. If you feel good, when you look good, you feel good. Enough said. 16, he reformed affordable health care. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So I love it. I'm receiving a tremendous amount of support on Facebook. And a big ups, like I said, to Barack Obama. 2012 is your year. We got some great things happening. And this is how, what I say, Mr. President, haters, fuel your motivation. All right, we just got to keep doing what we got to do. People going to dog him and talk about him, say, oh, he's spending so much money and this, that, and the other. Well, it takes money to make money, bottom line. You got to spend money to improve certain areas so that we can build back a strong economic, you know, country. And without spending money, then we're going to be in poverty. I know it doesn't sound right, but I know from being in Mary Kay years ago, I had to invest in my business. I had to invest and to turn around that product. We bought it at wholesale. We sold it for retail. And that's how I look at what the president's doing. He's investing in his country. It takes money in order to do all these things that he's done in order to improve our nation. So, you know what? High five, Obama. You keep doing what you got to do. This is tax season, and many are waiting anxiously for their tax refund. Well, breaking news, the IRS has been experiencing federal tax refund processing delays. These delays are affecting all tax preparation methods. As a result, the original estimated federal refund date that you might have originally received has been changed. You want to contact your IRS. You can either call them, or there is a Where's My Refund that you can click on. Either if you file through TurboTax, H&R Block online, or you can even Google Where's My Refund and find out where is your money at. Hot mess. IRS, they know these folks need their money. Why are they holding on to it? Just go on and give it to them, right? So at this time, the IRS is expecting to process refunds that have been electronically filed within 7 to 14 days from the date of acceptance. Ha! You want to scream. Now, this is the other thing about your taxes is that some people, even let's say if you were to receive $7,000 or $8,000, this is the deal. Some people have been complaining they're receiving less money than what they were actually supposed to receive, and versus what H&R Block or Jackson Hewitt, whoever, told them. When they get the money deposited, the money is not what they thought it was going to be. It's actually less. This is what happens, okay? I've been researching, finding information for my listeners because January is the season, right, where we're normally filing and we're expecting these huge refunds, those of us that are taxpayers. And you get to your bank account, you're like, this ain't cool. What's really going on? This is the deal, okay? One explanation is that some people may have used a refund transfer in order to pay for their taxes. Now, refund transfer is where the money's automatically taken out. There's a processing fee. and that money is deducted from your federal refund. The second is that your refund was reduced by the government. All right, so you either need to contact the government, the IRS, to find out why. You can go to refundoffset.com, or actually on the IRS page, excuse me, there's a refund offset button that you'll click on in order to find out, or you can contact 1-800-304-3107. Okay, that's 1-800-304-3107 is the number that you will call. However, these are the most common reasons why the Department of Treasury normally holds any type of unpaid federal or government debts without prior notice. Number one, child support. Past due child support is the reason why most taxes are taken. Number two, federal agency non-tax debts. Number three, certain unemployment debts owed to the state. Number four, past due federal student loans. And number five, state income tax obligations. So those are the most common reasons why if you are expecting to receive a large amount of money and you got disappointed when you looked online today at your bank account, that is one of the five reasons, all right? Now, this is the thing. When you file H&R Block, TurboTax, Jackson Hewitt, they don't have control over refund offsets. So they recommend that you contact that 800 number that I just gave you and find out what's going on with your money. You can even call before you file, give them your social to see if there's any liens or if there's any type of judgments against you. Once again, that number is 1-800-304-3107. Be prepared to give them your name and your social. All right, so there it is. Info, I'm giving it to you today because I feel that education is important. We have to know what is going on in this world. I'm opening my chat box. Yes, I am. Thank you so much, all the loyal listeners joining us today. I appreciate all the anonymous guests. Please create a user account. It's complimentary, all right? And you have the opportunity of locking Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites so you can be notified when we have our up-and-coming shows. Today I'm airing early. I normally air at 2 o'clock. I had to get it in 11 o'clock because why? I made a commitment to air every Thursday. I don't care what it takes. I am going to be loyal to my listeners. You're loyal to me. Fair exchange. Let's go ahead and get the job done. I am so excited. 2012 is going to be an amazing year. I see great things happening. I have a lot of great things in the work, a lot of goals that I often like to talk about. It's important that we continue to stay with a positive attitude and surround yourself with positive people. You want to exude an energy about yourself that says, I am great, and God has made me capable of doing the impossible. That's the type of attitude. Often we're served things in our life, distractions and blows by the enemy that tries to get you down. But just know that through it all, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. I love it because on Facebook, another wonderful quote that I received, and I'm going to end the show with this one too, but it says, when you are going through something hard and you wonder where God is, remember the teacher is always quiet during a test. I love it so much, and I posted that on my page. It was phenomenal to me. It was healing to my soul because I know 2011 was an incredible year. It was incredible on all types of levels for me. But through it all, I give God the glory, and I know that he's got an awesome plan for my life as well as yours. So today we are just going to get into some Hollywood headlines. I have a few minutes remaining. This is another short but sweet segment. Some things that in Hollywood are amazing, that are just shocking, and some are, I'm praying that is not true, all right? Number one, though, I'm very proud of Khloe Kardashian. It's been reported that she has a radio show. Many know that her husband moved to Dallas. Her and her husband moved to Dallas. He was traded to the Mavericks. I think it's a good match. I think it's a good fit. Working out there with Sean Marion and with Dirk and then Jason Kidd. I think he's doing really well. He's probably taking him some time to adjust, but I think it's a good match. Nevertheless, Khloé has a radio show. It's called The Mix-Up with Khloé Kardashian Odom. It's going to air daily, and she'll be chopping it up with her celebrity friends on air. She has an hour show every day. Now, also, Khloé, this is not her first time with the radio gig. She had a show in Miami when it was Courtney and Khloé takes on Miami. I loved. She had a microphone. I think it was pink or it had diamond. It had some kind of rhinestones on it. But it had her name, like, engraved on the microphone. And I'm just like, oh, that's what I got to get. I need to get one that says Sugar on it. I think that it's awesome to, you know, have this opportunity to be able to branch out and connect with her fans. And so y'all tune in. Y'all can probably Google the information. It's called The Mix-Up with Khloé Kardashian Odom. Now, on to some frightening news. Halle Berry has once again been back in the limelight. I don't know if I had mentioned she's engaged or not, but this isn't about her new engagement to her new sweetie pie. This is about Halle asking a judge for a restraining order against her daughter's father. Her daughter is only 3 years old. The father is Gabrielle Aubrey's. And this is crazy because she's saying that he is a danger and he's aggressive. The former fashion model is being investigated for criminal child endangerment and battery involving his child. Now, according to the nanny, she went to pick the baby up. The baby was missing. She automatically went into a panic. And she couldn't find the baby. I guess she ended up finding him. The baby was with the father, Gabrielle, and the words allegedly that he said was, "You are not no bleeping nanny." And, just sad. Basically, the nanny got upset. The nanny tried to grab the baby, and Gabrielle pushed the nanny with the baby in his arms. And I guess that had alarmed Halle, and she's just been extremely on high alert. And so now she's requesting a restraining order. How unfortunate. Very sad news, huh? Can we all just get along is what I need to know. Can we all just get along, really? I mean, it's just some sad news. So, more sad news. I like to report good things. But because I really admired this couple, actually the next two couples that I'm going to speak about were very actually, you know what? Let me save that. Let's get into Oprah Winfrey. Now, I got up this morning, and I see all over my internet, Oprah Winfrey has been named the godmother of Beyonce's baby, Blue Ivy. I'm thinking, how did that happen? You know, I'm thinking it would have been Michelle or Kelly, you know, someone close, even her sister. Well, I guess that's auntie, huh? But I'm like, Oprah, who didn't even like hip-hop, who didn't like rap, it just kind of seemed odd to me. But according to Media Takeout, they're saying the couple chose the most powerful person in the world because they've grown close to Oprah over the years, and that Oprah gave their baby something very sentimental. As a gift, it was books. They gave her the baby books, which is knowledge, huh? So you can't knock that. Oprah wants the baby to be smart and intelligent. You know, the baby can have anything in the world. I'm sure she's probably laced with diamonds and the best of everything, you know. But, yeah, Oprah, I didn't see that one coming. Did y'all see that coming? Let me check on my chat box. Did y'all see that coming? I didn't. Yeah, see, even my listeners in the chat like, Oprah, huh? See, that's what I'm saying. Anyway, hey, if they like it, I love it, right? So we're just going to have to keep our eyes on that story. Katy Perry's husband is filing for divorce, and she was saying allegedly that it was, you know, the couple, I guess, being apart for so long and that they just had their differences, you know. I don't know. It's just so sad. I like Katy Perry. She has a lot of wonderful music. But these next two couples that I'm going to talk about, it just seems like divorce is all over the place, huh? Vanessa Bryant filing and, oh, gosh, Sad, sad, sad. You know, in Hollywood, it's something because you really don't expect the couples to last that long. It kind of seems like it's the curse of Hollywood. I don't know if it's because of all of the flashy lifestyle that they can have any person they want, or they don't have to deal with it. They can afford the divorce. It's not like, you know, most people stay together for financial reasons or for convenience. But this couple, I was blown away when I found out they might be getting a divorce. Heidi and Seal. Heidi Klum and Seal, or is it Klum? Well, it looks like they might be back on the verge. It's on again, off again, on again, off again. But they have been reportedly on Monday, they announced they were going to split. And Seal has done several interviews, you know, and he's saying that he loves his wife dearly, and he's still wearing his ring because that ring means loyalty and it means dedication and integrity, which I like that. And, you know, when I first seen the couple together, I have to be honest, I really thought it was an odd couple. But when you see how he loves his wife and the way he was speaking, he says, how can I hate this woman? I've been with her for 8 years. I have four beautiful children with this woman. There's no way that I could hate this woman. Well, according to close friends and family, the reason the couple is splitting is because Seal has apparently been on the road, and he has been doing quite a bit of traveling. Now, he's 48, and Heidi's 38, so there's a 10-year age gap. But the couple has been having issues, struggling to keep their relationship alive because he's been on the road touring for an enormous amount of time, leaving Heidi alone with their four children. And so it's just caused strain on the relationship. And that's important. You know, you have to. I believe that is one of the reasons why I admire Barack and Michelle so much, even though he was extremely busy with his campaign, you know, and running for office. He made time for his wife. He made time. They have a date night once a week, and they still do it till this day. I don't care how busy Barack is. You know, he will make time for, he will stop what he's doing, fly back, and schedule a date night with his wife. And that's what a lot of couples should do. I am going to have another relationship expert back on Brown Sugar Radio because it's important. It really is important that we take the time out and invest in one another. Nurture your relationship. I know that when you have children, it creates added stress onto a marriage, but you still have to make sure that you take that sacred time for you and God, and then you take that time for you and your spouse. See, I believe in that three-chord string, having God the center of your relationship, and then the bass is the husband and the wife. So, I don't know. Prayer, prayer, prayer changes things. But I like that couple. Like I said, in the beginning, I thought it was odd. And I'm just looking at Seal, and I'm looking at Heidi, and I'm thinking, they don't fit to me. But over the years, I've grown to love them because I truly believe that he is sincere about his love. And when he would speak about Heidi, back then and even now to this day, he always said very, very positive and spoke highly of her. And that's what had me very in support of the relationship, very optimistic and just happy to see them. And it was great because in Hollywood, who talks, you know, about their wife like that? I mean, yeah, they oh, I love my wife. She's great. Then it's on to, yeah, my next movie deal, da, 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 da. But Seal was very passionate and deep with what he had to say about Heidi. And so many of you can catch the interview. I'm sure if you Google it, Heidi and Seal divorce, there's all kind of, and he's done, I think, about two or three this week. But everyone wants to know what is going on. What is going on? But he did say the reason he has his ring on, there is possible a slight chance of them reconciling, and I certainly hope so, because with them having small children, it's so important. I myself am divorced, and I've seen how divorce can affect your children. Would I do things differently? That's a question that when you look at, yes and no, yes and no. I love the life I have today. I love the man that's in my life today. I love the children that I had after the relationship. So it's give and take. As far as just being married and having a successful relationship on the outside, but hell on the inside, no, absolutely not. I would want to have stayed married and been happy and successful with a healthy relationship for my children to grow up in. Does that make sense? So... with that said, like I, you know, yes and no, yes and no, yes if things could have been you know, healthy and positive, but no, since it wasn't, I'm glad that I'm not. The next couple, if this couple, I promise you, if this couple splits, it'll be as if T.D. Jakes just came out and said, I'm leaving my wife. I mean, seriously, this couple has been admired for so many years and looked at as a mentor. You often hear their names referenced in many love songs, Will and Jada. Now, I spoke about them last week, and I was hoping it was all a rumor. I'm praying still because I love them so much. They make such a good couple. They represent to me the strength and pure beauty of an authentic relationship. I don't want to say Hollywood because Hollywood to me is not real. So I had to be careful with the words that I used. However, Jada was recently asked, will her hubby be her Valentine's Day date for this year? And she confirmed yes. So that's good news. Jada, though, according to sources, has moved out of the couple's home and into her brother's home, Khalib Pinkett. He lives in, I think it's Calabas, is that how you say it, California. The sources also allege that Will and Jada are so over and have been for a while. According to the family friend, the only thing that's keeping the couple together is their 13-year-old son, Jaden, and 11-year-old daughter, Willow. I'm just devastated. I'm praying, like, please work it out. We need a positive mentor. But this close friend allegedly states that Will and Jada are happy living apart, but they're staying married for their children. So hope you guys can work things out. You know, please pray, pray, pray. Now, also, too, according to reports, Will and Jada's problems were stemmed, of course, from the rumors originally from Mark Anthony and Jada supposedly cheating. This is why the show was canceled. Now, if Jada did that move, I don't know. I'm torn about her counseling Hawthorne. I love that show. It was a great drama in regards to hospital and nurses because her mother was a nurse. For those who are Jada Pinkett fans and know her history, her mother was a single parent, and she raised Jada. And, you know, it's just, man. Nevertheless, if she did it, because of the simple fact that she wanted to make her marriage work and just wanted to focus on her children and her marriage. I don't know. I'm torn about that because I do believe a woman should have a life in addition to being a wife. I'm not saying that you should totally focus on yourself and your career, but balance it. Because if you get so tangled up and just consumed with only being a wife and a mother, you're going to lose yourself in the process. I believe that you'll be a better wife and a better mother when you take care of yourself and you take time out for yourself and then you come back and regroup. So, I don't know. But the rumor has it that the other reason the couple was having problems is they could not agree on their children's careers. It was reported that Will is eager to push their careers and get them, you know, elevated into stardom, whereas Jada supposedly wants to ease them gradually into stardom. And so we certainly will see what's going on with that, huh? But one reason I believe that Jada's reluctant to divorcing Will is because she was raised from a single family home and she's seen how hard it was on her mother, and she recently told OK Magazine that she needs Will to help create balance, you know, in her children's upbringing and to help them with making decisions. And I think that that's very important, having that man in the household in order to help you raise your children. So she's smart in that aspect, and she sees how, you know, divorce especially is very devastating on children of that age group. You know, when they're small and they're babies, they don't really know what's going on. It's a little bit easier, but it still affects them. It still affects them in a major way. So let's just pray for Heidi Klum and Seal and Jada and Will. Let's pray they get through it. It would be good to finally see a couple in Hollywood make it. Don't be another statistic. Look, a couple, period, not just in Hollywood. Let's just go ahead and say it like that, huh? That's what's really going on. So We're going to go ahead and close. I have enjoyed you over these last 30 minutes. Want to do a short, sweet, powerful segment, letting it loose, brown sugar style. You know how we do. We always get down here on the live show. Follow me on Twitter, please, Brown Sugar Radio. You can also check me out on Facebook. Type in Brown Sugar Radio and follow me there. You know, I've always got some great things posting as far as what shows are coming up and what topics we got to discuss. So I'm going to go ahead and close. You know I love to end with a powerful quote, and once again, here it is. When you are going through something hard and you wonder where God is, remember that the teacher is always quiet during a test. God bless you, and I'll see you next week.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening.
The most impressive show
on Internet Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics, the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip-hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time, so I can get